revelation, of which Jude is a portion, are designed by God but to minister to the little flock of Jewish saints back in the book of Acts, and to be the doctrine of the believing remnant of Israel in the future tribulation, was interrupted. That program was interrupted in the book of the Acts by the present dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles, given to Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles. Can I be heard clearly? Okay, thank you, saints. Thank you. Okay, now, we read here the scriptures from Jude, verses 17, 18, and 19, which have been the subject of this study. Beloved, remember ye words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, whose walk should after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Now, we hear that there would be mockers in the last time. And remember last week, we saw that the last time, according to the prophetic program, would be the tribulation before the kingdom. That would be the context future of the last time. It is not the last time of this dispensation, but the last time in relation to the Israel's prophetic plan. He mentions the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ told them there should be mockers in the last time, who walk after their own ungodly lust. And he points out that the certain men of whom he speaks are those mockers in the last time. These be they. The apostles warned them that that would happen, and Jude confirms that it happens. Now, let's go on to Peter. He also wrote, just like Jude, it's part of that Hebrews through Revelation doctrine of the future for Israel. Peter wrote to the little flock of kingdom Jews about mockers in the last time. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Now, notice here that Peter not only tells them to keep mindful of the prophets, but also shows that the doctrine of the apostles of Israel are as important as those Old Testament prophets' doctrine, because both ministries were under the prophetic kingdom program for Israel, the Old Testament and the things that the 12 wrote to the little flock. Okay, and now to show you that, let's go back to Acts 21. Peter is speaking to the Jews of Israel in Acts, and he talks of Jesus Christ, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now here we see that Peter is speaking of the prophetic program. The things in relation to that have to do with the things spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And so it shows that accord with the prophetic program that Peter's doctrine has. And so we get up be the doctrine of the future in Hebrews through Revelation after we are caught up. Now let's go down to let's read a context here from going back to 2 Peter chapter 3. That he told them, remember in verse 2, he told them to be mindful of the words which were spoken before of the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. And then he goes on in verses 3 and 4, saying, knowing first that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Now, when we read this thing, we get a glimpse of what will take place. The temptation in that tribulation would be to give up waiting and enduring for the promised kingdom. That will be the doctrine will be associated with them suffering, being in the grips of great temptation. And just like Jeremiah says, it'll be the time of Jacob's trouble. Every man will have his hands on his loin as a woman in travail, and all of those things you read in Jeremiah 30. Well, that's where this doctrine will be addressed to people who are under that terrible circumstance on this earth, where there'll be great cataclysms and terrible times, and it'll be the time of Jacob's trouble. So when we look at this doctrine, the temptation will be to give up and not endure to the end unto that promised kingdom, not to endure in those faith and works toward the kingdom, which would be established, that kingdom would be established at Christ's second coming at the end of the seven-year tribulation. That's the kingdom that God promised Israel. They would go through tribulation, and then they would go, and those that endure to the end will be saved, thus become part of the Antichrist world system by taking, if they didn't endure to the end, they would become part of that Antichrist world system by, and eventually all to be left is to take the mark of the beast in order to survive in that terrible tribulation. So this doctrine here is geared toward people who will be in that temptation in the tribulation. And let's go to see the doctrine of the Lord that taught the 12 apostles and the disciples back in Israel, that the next event would be that great tribulation on this earth. The next event for Israel would be that great tribulation on earth. Notice what he tells them to pray for. He says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So you see in that prayer, they are to pray to not be led into temptation. The saints of Israel would not be under a dispensation of grace. We are in the dispensation of grace. They won't be in a dispensation of grace, but they will be under a dispensational purpose where they would have to walk in faith and works and endure to the end in the face of that great tribulation to get into that kingdom. As we said, they'd have to endure to the end. And so that's the accord of the tribulation, and Christ taught them that. And let's go on to see some more of Christ's teaching that the next thing on Israel's calendar would be that great tribulation in relation to those things. Let's go to Matthew 24. Matthew 10:22-23, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. The saints, so they won't be under a dispensation of grace, but in a great tribulation. Now, let's read some more of that tribulational doctrine, what Jesus taught those 12. Matthew 24, verses 21-22. For then shall be great, the Lord is speaking to them, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, I see this doctrine and see it in light of in that tribulation, there will be a great temptation toward the little flock to give up, as we said, and not be saved. We talked about that earlier. That's why they will pray. In that tribulation, they're going to pray to not be led into temptation. That's what that prayer in Matthew 6 is about. It's not a prayer for us. It's a prayer for Israel in the tribulation, not to be led into temptation, so that and you know what, those days will be shortened. They'll be praying for the right thing. Those days will be shortened, and they will pray that prayer, and they will not be led into temptation. It'll be God's purpose toward them. So we see, we get a glimpse of the future on this earth after we, the body of Christ, are caught up. Let's go to look at some more of that that has to do with Jude and what was going on in Jude. Let's go to Peter to find out a little bit about that. Let's go to Peter. Wait, oh, I'm sorry, folks, just a second. Okay, I made a mistake there. On my notes here, the next thing I'm going to go to is John. I'm going to go to John chapter 2. And in John chapter 2, we see John continues the context of what will be shown by those Jews who were part of the little flock giving up and not enduring to the end. 1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Because of bad teaching of the mockers. Remember, Jude says, these be they. Because of bad teaching of the mockers, there would be those who would give in to temptation and leave the little flock, showing themselves not to be part of God's kingdom program. Let's go on to 2 Peter now, and 2 Peter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3. Peter, again, writes in the context of Hebrews through Revelation, just as John writes in, and it'll be the doctrine of the future on this earth. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Verse 2, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So that's kind of self-explanatory. There would be false teachers. Peter is warning them that there would be false teachers among them, and teaching damnable heresies. And that part about even denying the Lord that brought them, that's one of the things Jude says. These be they. Jude says, these be they. Okay, now let's go to see what Peter spoke of. It happened in Jude. Let's look at Jude, the first, verses 4, 3 and 3. We'll look at Jude, verses 3 and 4. Beloved. And here's the reason Jude writes, and the subject for the saints to of the kingdom, Israel's kingdom plan to be concerned with. Again, Jude is part of that doctrine of the future, Hebrews through Revelation. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in, unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter wrote of what problems would beset the saints of Israel's kingdom program. Jude shows that those things did happen, and such will also happen to the believing remnant in the future tribulation, when they will be confronted with mockers in the last time. Remember, we started our things with Jude. Remember, we started where Jude mentioned there would be mockers in the last time, walking after their own ungodly lust. And then he says, be they. Remember the words of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there would be mockers in the last time, walking after their own ungodly lust. And Jude makes a point saying, these that be the problems that confront the saints of Israel in that future kingdom program. See, when you look at Hebrews through Revelation, you see that it's all about the tribulation and enduring in the face of great suffering and temptation to give up. It's meant for them to press on and to hold fast and to endure to the end. It's all about them by faith and works enduring to the end and holding fast and all that. That is not the will of God for us today. And I'll mention it. You remember when we started, we mentioned something in Hebrews. Just a second, I gotta pop them up. The kingdom program shown in Hebrews through Revelation was interrupted. Remember when we said that at the very beginning? The kingdom program in Hebrews through Revelation was interrupted by the present dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles. Through the mystery revealed to the Apostle Paul, God is presently saving believers into a body where there's not a favored nation. God's program today is not prophecy, but the mystery given Paul is we're in the interruption, that mystery dispensation of grace interrupted that prophetic plan. As we mentioned, so let's go on and read about that. And this is things I like to show people in the, you know, of a through 6. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you for Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto its holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Now, the gospel he's talking about there is not the gospel of the kingdom. It's the gospel of the grace of God that Paul was given. Now, what you notice here, it says fellow heirs. That point is making a point about Gentiles, fellow heirs, that there being no difference between Jews or Gentiles in God's present plan. There's no favorite nation. Jews and Gentiles are one in a body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Those who believe both in God, the gospel given Paul, are made one in one body. Notice what Paul says here. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Going back up to Ephesians chapter 3, you can scroll up there, and you see that Paul was given a dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles, and that it's in, and that it was by revelation God revealed the mystery to Paul of Gentile grace, And so that's what God is doing. It's by the blood of Christ, and not by what we do. It's by what Christ did, his blood for our sins. The present body of Christ will not go into the great tribulation. Those who believe that Jesus died for their sins and is risen are saved by grace and will not go into the great tribulation. But believers will be caught up, saved from the wrath to come, and only after that will the great tribulation occur. And let's look at Paul in respect of telling about that in Romans chapter. Today's salvation is through what, you know, Paul was given. What Paul was given. And notice here what Paul says here in Romans chapter 16. Remember we read earlier Peter's accord? All the things spoken by all the holy prophets since the world began, no secret there. Now look at Paul. Now to him that is the power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. So that's what God is doing now. It's the things that were given Paul are to people as the doctrine for this earth now, for the world now, to be for those who will be saved, who will believe and be saved. Now, today's salvation is through what Paul was given. Through the gospel given to Apostle Paul. And so we see that, is that first thing, Paul says, my gospel. Remember back up in Ephesians 6, it says that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. That is a fellow heirship, no favorites. A Jew who believes that Christ died for their sins and is risen is saved by the plan for the Gentiles. And there's no difference between Jew or Gentile. We're all one in the body. And so that's what God is doing now for anyone who believes the gospel given Paul, of which we will get into a little later. But now we're going to look at the reason the present body of Christ will not go into great tribulation. We will be caught up, saved from the wrath to come, and only after that great tribulation will occur. Romans 11:20-25. That ye should be ignorant, Paul is speaking, for I would not be teaching the history, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness, in part, is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Right now, there's no favorite nation status. Israel, blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. The fullness of the Gentiles is the present body of Christ that Paul was given to write of. And so we see that, and then after the fullness of the Gentiles, we're caught up. That's what happens at the end of the fullness of the Gentiles. We are caught up. The body of Christ is caught up into the air to a heavenly inheritance. And after that, verses 26 and 27, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and turn away ungodliness from Jacob, for this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. Pay attention. Paul makes a point. Them, there, not us. Them, there. It's immediately after the tribulation of those days context, when the Lord returns. He's going to return to Israel and set up the kingdom. But it's not happening now. The tribulation's not happening now. We're in the present, but now, dispensation of grace. And in this dispensation of grace, we're justified by his blood. Believers who believe that Christ died for their sins, was buried and risen are again justified by his blood. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We looked extensively in the past weeks at the day of wrath, the time of wrath, which includes that great tribulation. And so now we know that we shall be saved from wrath. We don't go into it. We are saved from it. And 1 Thessalonians 1:10, here's our hope, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. A believer who believes on the blood of Christ alone for salvation is saved from that time called the wrath to come. And here's the means by which God will do that. In the but now dispensation of the grace of God for Gentiles, God is giving us words of comfort. For our inheritance is to be in the heavens above. Tony, verse 16 through 18. For the Lord himself set him then from heaven to shine with shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever blow up the Lord. That's the great rapture that'll come for those who believe on Jesus Christ, that he died for our sins and is risen. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We don't have words of enduring tribulation and holding fast. We have words of comfort to look for the Lord to in the air, to where we'll be caught up together with him. To get into God's present will, remember we're going to talk about the gospel of Christ. To get into God's present will, one must believe the wonderful gospel of the grace of God that was given Paul. God, along with the dispensation of grace, in his order, in his infinite, in his great and absolute order, he gives a gospel that to go along with this dispensation. Since it's a dispensation of grace, that gospel has to be a gospel of nothing you do, but a gospel of his grace towards you, without you doing anything but to believe it. And to believe it is not a work. That is a wonderful truth of God for the dispensation of grace. A statement, not a command, but a statement of the completed work of Jesus Christ. That shows his grace for anyone who will believe it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Oh, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And so we see now the glorious work of God toward us in this dispensation of grace. It's not you doing something to try to pay your way into heaven. It's not you enduring great tribulation to get into, by your abilities, enduring tribulation to get into an earthly kingdom. None of those things. The fact to us is a statement of God's word. Christ died for our sins. And that is the glorious news, the good news to anyone who will believe. You believe that, God will know it and save you and put you into the body, and you'll be fellow heirs in a body where there's no difference. No difference between Jew or Gentile who believes the same thing. And you won't go to tribulation. You won't go to hell. You won't go to the lake of fire. None of that. You will not be subject to the wrath to come. The truth of God's will is shown to believers. Now, if the truth of God's will is shown to believers, and more clearly, and so greatly clearly, is that truth of God shown, if that believer chooses to study the way God has given to Paul to direct us. Since there's a dispensation of the grace of God in the Bible, there's a need to separate that plan from the plan for Israel, which is talked about throughout the rest of the Bible. There's a need to make, you know, to see that difference and to make that difference in Scripture, to rightly divide that difference, and so that you can understand where you are in God's program. Therefore, we are to, as Paul was given to tell us, study to show thyself unto the proof of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I'm ending the study now. I want to thank my wife especially for helping me with the concision of this study to make it concise and very, you know, and clear as and most of the things I'll talk about. I just thank you, Saints, for coming by. And again, I know I make mistakes. And